The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, I just thought of something. What if Eric was a cow? His name would have to be Eric Moo Taxas, right? And he's probably written a biography about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Oh, what's the matter? You got a beef with my sense of humor? Oh, I suppose you find it utterly ridiculous. Okay, I guess I'm really milking it now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Moo Taxas.
Hey. Oh. Isn't that great?
Oh, what a way to start a Monday. Great?
It's almost funny. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. It's almost. It's almost funny. Hey, folks, today's Monday. Usually on Mondays, we try to do a Miracle Monday. And today, we are doing a Miracle Monday. Yeah. We have, as our guest in the studio, my friend Larry Taunton, who's been on this program many times before, but he is bringing in a friend of his who is a bishop in Nigeria, where people are being brutally persecuted for their Christian faith. This bishop has grown up in Nigeria. He has seen this with his own eyes. People he knows have been killed. Incredible stories of faith under fire. And we're going to talk to him for the full 2 hours today. Yes. It is just something that we in America, in the West, need to know what people are suffering for their faith. You don't have to be a Christian to be moved by this. When you think about simple people suffering horribly for their faith in a place like Nigeria, I have some other news closer to home. Actually, before I get that, you know, Albin, we are starting today.
Yes, today.
From now through Christmas, an appeal for Christian Solidarity International. We've done this in the past. We are friends with Christian Solidarity International. Why? Because they deal with just what I was talking about. They deal with persecuted Christians around the world who are suffering horribly. Let's put it this way. We are preparing to celebrate the birth of Christ here in America, in the West. We look forward to it. Meanwhile, there are people in Africa. CSI is working particularly with people in South Sudan who are in slavery, okay? Muslim radicals who believe in slavery have enslaved them. I want us to think about this, folks, okay? When people say Christianity is oppressive, Christianity is the reason slavery has been abolished in the West, okay? And if you need proof of that, you look to places like South Sudan and Nigeria, where people are being enslaved by people who seem to think slavery is okay. They are radical Muslims who enslave other human beings. So CSI is the only organization, think of this, folks, it is the only organization freeing South Sudanese people from slavery, okay? And they can't do it without our help, right? That means us. So we're calling on you, my listeners, to stand with these persecuted people today. They're being persecuted for their faith. Doesn't matter what their faith is, okay? They're Uyghur Muslims being horribly persecuted in China. These are Christians in South Sudan. And actually, the most persecuted group in the world today, by far, is Christians. So if the church in the West cannot help them, you kind of wonder what God is thinking. So we can give the gift of actual freedom, literal freedom, not metaphorical freedom, and hope to enslaved South Sudanese. Now, just so you understand what we're talking about, $250 provides freedom for one of these enslaved people. Think about that. I cannot get over this, okay? This is real. Not only are they freed, but then once they are freed, Christian Solidarity International will provide them with food, with much-needed aid that, you know, once they come out of slavery. And this is not a joke, a goat, okay, which is very important. They get a fresh start, a new life of hope. This Christmas season, if you give $250. Now, obviously, some people can give more than that. Some people can give less than that. What we've always said on this program is every gift helps. So whatever you're able to do, I'm going to give you the phone number. The phone number is 800-253-3522. That's 800-253-3522. They're providing life-saving resources for persecuted Christians today, as I've just described, but they've been doing this for over 40 years. It's, again, one of the reasons we work with CSI. We can trust them. We believe in what they're doing. We know that what they're doing works. So just so you understand this again, it provides freedom for a slave. Now, that's just stunning to me, okay? After that, they get a goat. They get a survival kit. Now, think about this, folks. You're living in South Sudan. You have nothing. You've been enslaved. CSI provides you with a cooking pot, a wool blanket, a sickle for harvesting, fishing hooks, a mosquito tent, food, a water container, planting seeds, all kinds of stuff that it's so hard for us to imagine that people need this in this day and age. But I want to tell you, they do. It's why we do these appeals on this program, because we know there are tender-hearted people listening who understand that God has blessed us to be a blessing.
Yeah. Now, there's a banner at the top of the page. So go right to the banner at the top of the page. Click on that, and there's
the top
all kinds
of the page, MetaxasTalk.com.
That's right,
MetaxasTalk.com. That's our radio website page. If you go there, you will see the banner, just as Albin has said, MetaxasTalk.com. These folks desperately need our help, and we're going to be pushing this very hard this month.
Yes.
Now, I guess when these people get out, CSI also, they tend to their human needs, right? They celebrate their freedom with a meal. You know, they don't just say, hey, here you go, goodbye.
Right.
They provide encouragement, a shoulder to lean on while they, you know, begin to get on with their new lives. This is the work of the church in the world, folks. This is what God's people have been deputized to do by God. He's given us the Holy Spirit. He has blessed us to be a blessing. So this is a very clear example, especially during Christmas time. We think, what can I do? Think of the person that you know that they don't need anything. They need to get rid of stuff. What can you get them? Here's what you can get them. For $250 in their name, you can save somebody out of slavery. This is in 2019. This is not 1850. This is 2019. It's simply unbelievable, but we have to know this is true. This is what CSI does. Now, when we talk in the next hour to Larry Taunton and Bishop Juwan Zumbez, you're going to get a taste of this. Now, he's in Nigeria. Most of the work CSI is doing right now that we're talking about in South Sudan. But you look on a map, you can just see that radical Islam has penetrated Africa in a way that is so horrific, they need our help. So I'm just begging you to go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, check out the CSI banner. And again, if you want to call, it's 800-253-3522, 800-253-3522. This is really serious. And again, I want to say to those of you who with limited funds, it doesn't matter what you give.
Right.
Please give something. Please give something. We're going to keep saying that for the next month or so. Just give something. Give what you can give. In lighter news,
yes,
before we come back with the bishop and Larry Taunton, this weekend, social media went insane over my appearance on this program with Franklin Graham.
Right.
Because we posted a picture of us holding up our Donald the Caveman books, right? Which is meant to be fun. By the way, a lot of people don't realize this. America voted for him as president. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't just a group of deplorable racists. No, America voted for Trump as president. So we're in these books, we kind of celebrate that. It's kind of a fun thing for kids. It's mostly really fun for adults who are going to get all the adult humor. But people went crazy as though we were promoting putting, quote unquote, children in cages and on. And I mean, I've never read anything like it. Like, it was so crazy. And I thought, what do you say to people who are so convinced that you're the devil, that Trump is the devil? It really was weird. So I'm asking you to please buy these children's books because actually, it gets even better.
Yeah.
Before I go to the break, let me tell you, this morning I read online an entire article. I posted it on Twitter and Facebook. A woman wrote an entire article at Pathos, which has gone crazy, comparing these books to Nazi propaganda. I thought, I wrote a 600-page book on Bonhoeffer about anti-Semitism and the Nazis. It's just insane.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We discuss the attacks on our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, other matters affecting our country. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead in our next presidential election. You can go now and watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. Go to WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Huge Black Friday savings are happening now at Blinds.com, with up to 50% off blinds, shades, plantation shutters, and more. You heard that right. Up to half off. Go to Blinds.com now through November 29th for huge Black Friday savings and up to 50% off. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 50% off absolutely everything. Plus, an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There is a battle being fought right here in America. The radical left is trying to silence anyone who disagrees with them. They want to shut you up.
I'm Dennis Prager. There's no more important issue facing America today. If we can't speak freely, we can't be heard.
But one film is fighting back. No Safe Spaces.
Every American should see this.
See No Safe Spaces only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com for tickets.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. Home Advisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Texas show, and I, as I have already told you, we have two very special guests in the studio. My old friend Larry Taunton has been on the program many times before, but never in this studio. Welcome, Larry. And an extra special guest, Bishop Juwon from Nigeria. Bishop Juwon, I am honored to have you. Welcome.
My pleasure. To be here.
We have so much to talk about. Larry, I'm going to let you lead here, because tell my audience why we're here with the bishop and who this bishop is. I think I said he's from Nigeria, but tell us more about why we're here today.
Yes, Juwon Zumbez. He is the Anglican Bishop of Bukuru, Nigeria. We had become friends at Trinity Seminary, where we were both doing doctorates in ministry. And Juwon had invited me to come to his country. And he had told me that he'd extended many such invitations, and no one had come to see him. So I decided that I wanted to go over and really see firsthand what was going on there with the Christians there, the persecution they're suffering at the hands of Boko Haram and the Fulani Herdsmen militia, both Islamic terrorist groups. And so I did. And then we brought Juwon over to this country 4 months ago to speak on Christian persecution. And lo and behold, it turns out the man had stomach cancer. So he's been with us here getting treatment.
So, Bishop, you've grown up in Nigeria?
Yes, I was born and bred in Nigeria.
And were you raised as a Christian?
Well, my parents were not Christians initially. I mean, I was born into an African traditional religious worshiping a family.
Yeah.
My father was a very big man in that religion.
And what religion? What do you mean?
African traditional, religious practices.
Okay. Paganism.
Believing in the ancestors, ancestral gods and all of that.
Worshipping ancestral gods. Father was a big man in this?
Yeah, no, my father was a big man in that religion. He was.
And what happened to you?
Well, I was born at a time when, enlightenment has arrived the community. And so there were, government workers around and missionaries, people who are evangelists who are doing God's work. And so I was born when I had the privilege of growing up with their children. That is my privilege of becoming a Christian at the end of the day, because we go to church automatically with the kids of those parents.
And what? How old were you when this happened?
Oh, pretty young man. I mean, at the age of four.
Four?
Yes, at the age of four.
That's not even a young man.
I mean, a small boy, a child.
A little boy.
A little boy, yes. As a child, I began going to church.
Yeah.
At the age of four.
And when did you believe it?
I believed I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior some 18 years down after my birth.
18 years?
Yes, 18 years after my birth.
And when did you decide to go into Christian ministry?
That's about 25 years now, today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so at what point did you come to the United States to study, where you met Larry?
2010 was when I got admission into Trinity School for Ministries.
Okay.
And that's when we eventually met with Larry and became friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the persecution, Larry has told me some of it and I've read about some of it, but it's almost impossible for Americans to fathom what hell is suffered by Christians around the world. I know Nigeria is one of the worst places. Radical Islam is doing things that we've never experienced in the United States, nothing close. And I wanted you to come on so that my audience can hear this, because when you look at the newspaper, we don't see these stories. It's as if it's not happening, or it's not happening anymore. But from what I understand, this is happening today.
That's true. I think the story of Christian persecution is one of those that the mainline media hardly reports on.
Yeah.
And this is what the church in Nigeria has suffered consistently now, 10 years.
The last 10 years.
The last 10 years. We have, been battered by the Boko Haram militia, or terrorist group, we call them, and the Fulani Herdsmen militia.
The Fulani Herdsmen militia.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The Fulani are a nomadic group that goes all over North Africa. They respect no boundaries, no personal property. They might trample your crops underfoot. They might burn your home to the ground, rape your wife, sell your children into slavery. This is happening with great regularity, and the government is doing almost nothing to stop it.
That's the first question, right? In other words, Nigeria has a government, but the government... What is the official posture of the government of Nigeria?
Well, the official position of the government of Nigeria is that it is against what's happening. Officially, that's what's going on. And the government has made effort over time that we would hear them talk about and maybe see them send troops to those areas to want to contend with them, particularly the Boko Haram. They had always gone after the Boko Haram, but never had gone after the Fulani militia. Because, the Fulani herdsmen, in their attack on communities and churches, have hardly, been brought to book. Nobody has been arrested and said, this is a perpetrator of this crime. We have had nobody arrested at all and brought to book concerning that. So government says it's not for it. But we have not seen that,
And what happened 10 years ago? You said this has been happening roughly 10 years. What happened in Nigeria 10 years ago to precipitate these things?
It's the emergence of the Muslim fundamentalist group called the Boko Haram. The moment they emerged, they began attacking Christians, specifically. Christians were the target in the northeast part of Nigeria.
Yeah.
Christians were the target. They had given out and sent out an announcement to say that if Christians do not leave the areas of the northeastern part of Nigeria, they'll be killed. And truly, they lived up to that pronouncement. Any Christian that didn't leave was killed, indeed.
Eric, the stories you hear from the Nigerians themselves as to how this started is they began seeing trucks coming into Nigeria. Now, this reported all over, Africa. But this was the first time they'd seen it in Nigeria, where trucks carrying children would come into a given city and put these children out on the street. And they, a Muslim man, this sounds absolutely outrageous to your audience, but a Muslim man, because of the number of wives he might have 50 or 100 children. And these children were, in many instances, are taken into these neighboring countries where they are put out onto the street to beg. In the meantime, and a mom teaches them, some of the Quran and whatnot. And you see these beggars all over. You pull up into a gas station. Your car is surrounded by them. You're on the road and you're approaching potholes. They gather around the potholes because you have to slow down. And then they come out to sell things to you. Well, once the Fulani or the Boko Haram began to attack, they arm these children and they tell these children, now tell us where the vicar lives. Show us where the parson lives. Show us where this person lives. Because they were experts on the city by that time. They knew their way around. And so they've radicalized these youth. And it was only too late that both the Nigerians began to realize what was happening.
It's these things are unbelievable. And it's almost as unbelievable that the Western press does not cover any of this. What Bishop Juwan, what is your life like? I mean, you have a parish. I mean, not a parish. You have a bishopric. I mean, what is the area?
Well, yes, I have a see.
A
bishop oversees a see.
There we go.
Or a diocese.
Diocese.
Yes, I mean, in other words, the diocese is a group of churches. Sometimes it covers in a small area. Other times it's a very huge area. Mine covers the likeness of five counties in the U.S. That's five local government areas in Nigeria. That is the area I oversee. The Anglican Church spread all through them and are predominantly rural areas. And, you know, in the area where this Fulani militia, you know, has really battered the people very badly. You know, so I oversee a see.
You oversee a see.
Yeah, I see.
It's your job as a bishop to oversee a see.
Yes.
Well, so how many churches are in your in this see?
Yeah, currently we have up to 67 of those churches.
67?
Yeah, 67 of them. Initially, there were about 100, but, you know, with attack.
Now, when you say attack,
churches, yes.
let's talk about this. What kind of attacks are we talking about? What have you seen over the last few years?
Yes, what I've seen is, which I have told maybe a number of groups and Larry.
Oh, hang on a second. We're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
I didn't realize we're out of time.
Right.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senator Lindsey Graham continues to call for an investigation of former Vice President Biden and his son Hunter's involvement with a Ukrainian energy company. He's demanding more information about the Biden's relationship with Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian corporation that hired a relatively inexperienced Hunter Biden to sit on its board while his father was U.S. Vice President. The Secretary of the Navy has resigned by request of the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, who had asked for the resignation of Secretary of the Navy Richard Spencer after losing trust in him regarding his lack of candor over conversations with the White House involving the handling of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. President Trump this month restored Gallagher's rank and ordered that the Navy halt its internal review of Gallagher's actions from 2017 that resulted in a war crimes case for which he was found not guilty. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. You've heard about our Solera infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com, but did you know we also make the best gas logs for your fireplace? You've probably seen Rasmussen gas logs and fireballs on TV and in the movies. We've got sizes to fit all fireplaces, styles to fit every decor, and we even do custom designs for large and unusual fireplaces. Lighting these logs is as easy as pushing a button. Realistic Rasmussen gas logs look great even when the fire is off. For regions prone to power outages, gas logs are an excellent source of emergency heat with no electricity required. We've been making them since the 50s, so you can buy a Rasmussen gas log with confidence. So go to BestHotGrill.com to find the products you need to keep you warm inside and outside of your home while eating great grilled food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
So wonderful, a miracle, oh, it
is the Eric Metaxas Show. I have the privilege of sitting here with Bishop Juan Zumbez of Nigeria and our mutual friend Larry Taunton of the Fixed Point Foundation. I want to continue the conversation with you, Bishop Juan. You were talking about just the level of persecution, and I was asking you, I want to get some statistics from you, but I also want to ask you, what kind of persecution are your people facing? These are people that you know, you oversee them pastorally. What are they experiencing?
My people are experiencing violent persecution. You know, it's a situation where unprovoked, seated in your home or in your business premises, just as we are seated here, and you suddenly see someone come, you know, to break the door just so they can get in there to meet you and to kill you. You know, then, I mean, it's a situation where we've seen 2010 specifically. My members were attacked from house to house, shop to shop. You know, business premises, in other words. You know, and even church to church. I mean, a situation where the assailants come to your home, pick out men, ask the woman to stay off or to go away from the house that you own, and then the whole of the men killed, and the woman left to go without anybody, like no man with them any longer. That's what we saw in 2010 specifically. A night came when a member of mine and four of his sons were killed one night. The women were asked to leave the house. Now, so there was a mother with girls, without a husband, and without her male children. That's the kind of persecution we see. And then they moved from, you know, such homes to the business premises of the individual, loot the shops, and then set them on fire. They go to homes of individuals, burn down the homes because they are just, you know, a situation where they are in the majority within the area. The Muslims are in the majority. I'm sorry to say, but that's it. These are people that we have grown up together. You know, a long time ago, Eric, we were people who would live together very freely. You know, we could go to each other's homes and eat and celebrate. In fact, I remember the time when I was growing up as a young man, we would go, you know, shepherding the cows with the Fulani boys. They would come to our home. We would go to their home. We would go, you know, shepherding their cows together. But suddenly down the road, these are people that you can't even, the moment they see you coming, it's like that is an enemy straight away without any cause. Someone that has a death tack on them.
And this is because of the radicalization of Islam in Nigeria.
Yes. At a point, I think some strange teaching, you know, descended in the country, and then suddenly everything changed. You couldn't be friends again, so strangely. The whole of the cities where we live today are polarized. You can't find a place where it's very difficult to find a place where the Muslims and the Christians are, and particularly in Jos area where I come, Jos and Bukuru area where I come from, the whole place is polarized. Muslims in one area, Christians in one area. Difficult to find a situation where they're living together. Very difficult.
I don't know what the laws are in Nigeria. Are you allowed to arm yourselves, to have guns in your homes to protect yourselves?
Yes. The law has a provision for that. That you could buy guns and hold guns for self-protection, in self-defense. You know, but the guns are so expensive that it's difficult for people to afford.
So many people do
not have
guns.
In fact, yeah, and there are lots of, you know, bottleneck kind of things in the way to having one at the end of the day.
And the Fulani and the Boko Haram are being funded by the Saudis.
Okay, this is where it gets crazy. They're being funded by the Saudis.
Yes. The Fulani have never confirmed this. They, of course, deny it. But there's been many news reports indicating that this is often where they're being radicalized and where their weapons are coming from. And they also fund themselves, Eric, by targeting people that they kidnap and that they hold until you pay an unspecified amount. So it's a business for them. and driving people off of their lands, their ancestral lands, which Juan can tell you an awful lot about, is big business for them. And there's almost nothing being done about this. A statistic I want to share with your audience is that according to Spectator magazine, the British Spectator, not the American one for whom I write an awful lot, a secular publication, Christians are dying at a rate of 100,000 per year for their faith. Now, what they call a situation of witness. And that translates to 11 Christians per hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And that makes them the most persecuted people on the planet. And most of this is happening at the hands of Muslims. And as you pointed out, almost nothing is being reported about this. It's being denied. They're watching their televisions and seeing Americans refer to it as a religion of peace. They know better.
A religion of peace. I want to... you don't think that Islam is a religion of peace from what you've been seeing?
Well, Eric, peace is not a profession. You don't profess peace. Peace is what you live out practically. It's an attitude of the heart that is lived out in practical terms. Now, when you say you're a religion of peace, and we see a contradiction in that pronouncement by your lifestyle, then, I mean, it's difficult to accept you as a possible peace.
We're going to go to a hard break. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain, and they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance. And practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times. Learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt, and over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show host and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events in cities all across the United States. We talked candidly about the attacks against our Constitution, the push for radical socialism, open borders, and other issues affecting you and our country. Not everybody could get a ticket, so we filmed the event in Sacramento, California, and in Tampa, Florida. These were incredible nights with a few surprises. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. The front row seat to watch me, Dennis Prager, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, even Michelle Malkin. We discuss the critical issues that are at stake ahead of our next presidential election, and we give you the truth. To watch it now, go to watchsalemmedia.com. You'll be glad you did. That's watchsalemmedia.com. Again, for the Steelers fans, watchsalemmedia.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
Hey, folks, this is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Larry Taunton and Bishop Juwon Zumbeze of Nigeria. And I want to ask both of you, I mean, you know, my first questions when I hear of these horrors are, why isn't someone doing something? And, of course, the first thing that I think about is the United States of America. Do we have no ability in the United States, Larry, to do something about what is happening over there? I mean, it just seems horrifying. I'm not sure what we can do.
Well, regardless of what your audience's feelings are regarding President Trump, the embattled President Trump, Christians in Africa generally like him, and it's because he gets Islam. He gets Islam. He doesn't soft pedal it. He doesn't call it a religion of peace. He understands that religion very well, and he understands that these are not people, the leadership that you can trust and with whom you can deal honestly. And so he has been doing some things in order to arm them. Unfortunately, it's insufficient, and there's so much more that we could be doing. This is, listen, I went to Nigeria, arguably the most dangerous country in the world, because I wanted to see what was going on, and I wanted to try to get the word out. Thank you so much for helping us get that word out. I wrote a series of 5 articles on my time in Nigeria to because these are dear brother and sister Christians. And when I was last here, I was talking about my around the world trip. And you were asking me a lot of questions about, you know, the most beautiful country, most interesting. I will tell you the most grand people I met were the Nigerian Christians. Remarkable people. But it's a Sisyphean effort there to know really where to begin because of the degree of privation, the degree of government corruption, the degree of persecution. I mean, we're talking, you know, well, I don't want to say it on your show, but we're talking persecution that goes way beyond. You know, I have a friend, for instance, talking about, you know, persecution in Turkey. And I said, look, persecution in Turkey is real. I've been there. I've spoken with pastors who have had their churches firebombed. But there is a rule of law. In Nigeria, we are talking about people being burned, raped, disemboweled. I mean, you name it. This is the kind of stacks of bodies that goes unreported. He can tell you a story of performing a funeral service for mass burial of people who are shot and killed. So I think if the United States, with its wealth, with the determination of its Christians here, were to turn some serious attention to Nigeria. And we tend to have a little bit of ADD when it comes to our policy and it comes to our ministerial investment to help raise up a generation of Nigerians. And not for Americans to do it. As I keep telling Juwon, his hope can't be in the West. The West won't ultimately solve his problem, but they can jumpstart him and help get him going.
Now, it seems to me that you know, the Anglican Church, the Church of England, which in the United States is the Episcopal Church, they should be the first ones doing something to help. What is that situation? I mean, the Episcopal Church in America has tremendous wealth. There's no question about that. What is the status of the Episcopal Church in America with regard to their brothers and sisters in Nigeria?
Well, since 2008, Eric, when Gene Robinson was made the first gay bishop, the Church of Nigeria has severe relationship with this church in England and in America.
This needs to be underscored because you are heroes over there because you say we stand for what the Bible teaches. Right. And when Bishop Robinson was made the bishop over the yes. Episcopal Church, yes. you heroically said, even though you know you're going to lose a lot of money, you said we can no longer be affiliated with a church that does not respect the biblical teaching. And you've paid a great price.
True. We have paid a great price, but rather than we're regretting it because, I mean, our faith is not shaken. We live, we see death on a daily basis. Father has not changed the position because the scripture remains the scripture. You don't revise it overnight. If God spoke, many years ago, if he has not spoken again, no one has a right to write a different thing entirely. Now, so we the West, the church in England and in America has no relationship with the church in Nigeria, just based on that. Now, so we just are trying to paddle the waters all on our own, struggling to see that we cross over and get anchored at some point in the course of life.
Let me give you a little glimpse of what we're talking about, Eric. In his diocese, I think I'm right in saying this, Chuan, you have 70 priests. 70 priests.
70 church workers. Yeah.
And these are all people who are living off of about $60 to $80 a month. Most of them have not been paid for the last 2 years. So we're talking about a payroll for 70 clergymen of about $4,000 to $4,500 a month. On the opposite side, so here we are as Christians. That's our team. And then on the opposite side, they're very well-funded. And our side isn't very well-funded here. And I don't mind speaking of it in terms of sides. And, I really think that part of their solution is they've got to get their people back out into the field. They've got to be paid. And they've got to be reassured that they've not been forgotten by their brothers and sisters in the West and that their ministries matter.
Now, how can, if somebody's listening to this program and is moved to do something, is there a place they can give or they can go online? What would you suggest? I'm not sure.
They can go to the Fixed Point Foundation. They can go to my website, Larry Alex Taunton. That's T-A-U-N-T-O-N, okay. LarryAlexTaunton.com. They need to specify that the contribution, there's a donation tab there. They need to specify that it's for Nigeria.
Okay.
And if they do that, we will see that they get every penny of it.
LarryAlexTaunton.com, that's your website. And if people want to read what you have written on the subject, they can go to LarryAlexTaunton.com. And the Fixed Point Foundation, what is that website?
It's the same.
If you go
to the Fixed Point URL, it just redirects you to Larry Alex. So we've put it all under one URL. But you just go to the Full Fathom 5 blog there, and you'll find all of the articles that I've published on him and I've published on Nigeria with Fox News, Daily Caller, and Spectator.
So there are some folks who are willing to publish your writing on this.
Yes.
They don't actually put people in the field to report on this, but they have people, but they're willing
there's
to publish.
There's some brave souls who do.
What you write. Okay, well, we're going to be right back talking to Larry Alex Taunton and Bishop Juan Zumbez of Nigeria. Stick around.
If not for you, babe, I couldn't find the door. Couldn't even see the floor.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. Over the last few months, my fellow Salem talk show hosts and I have been speaking across the country at the War for America's Soul Tour. Thousands of people have attended these sold-out events. We discuss the attacks against our Constitution, radical socialism, open borders, and other matters affecting the U.S. of A. You need to hear the truth about what's at stake ahead of our next election. You can now watch the events on demand or even buy the DVD. Just go to WatchSalemMedia.com. WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has honored the U.S. military dog involved in the operation that killed the leader of ISIS.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Conan received a hero's welcome and a presidential introduction here at the White House.
So this is Conan. Right now, probably the world's most famous dog. I don't think I have to use the word probably.
President Trump introduced Conan in the Rose Garden, praising the canine's performance in the U.S. Special Forces raid that led to the death of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
So brilliant, so smart.
The dog was presented with a medal and a plaque. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A top official with the United Auto Workers Union says negotiators have made a lot of progress with Fiat Chrysler, but difficult issues remain. And talks have remained focused despite outside distractions. UAW Union President Gary Jones stepped down just last week. This is SRN News.
We're here at Health Markets, a free service to help make sure you have the right Medicare plan. Mike, there's a lot going on here.
There sure is. Health Markets has invented the Fit Score to instantly compare thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, folks can find out if their current plan is the right fit or if there's another plan that can provide extra coverage and help save money. Best of all, the service is free.
So what Medicare benefits could people be missing out on?
A lot. Plans with $0 copays, $0 deductibles, and $0 premiums. Plans that include dental and vision coverage, or diabetic supplies, hearing aids, and more at no additional cost. With so many choices, our advice is don't go it alone when there's a free, unbiased service that can help.
The enrollment deadline is next week. So go to healthmarkets.com or call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric and Taxes Show. I am talking to the Bishop of Bukuru, Nigeria. I wanted to get that out. Bukuru, Nigeria, because there are a number of Anglican bishops in Nigeria, and our friend Larry Alex Taunton. So you said, Larry, that people can give specifically to this situation if they go to your website and they can see where to do that. But it's just it's so difficult to be in a country that's as free as America and as wealthy as America and to know that people around the world don't know from one day to the next whether they will be allowed to live because of their faith, and it is specifically because of radical Islam. This is not an atheist Marxist dictatorship. This is because of radical Islam.
Yeah, it's absolutely because of radical Islam. And listen, you wouldn't maintain, the bishop here wouldn't maintain, and I don't maintain that every Muslim is a terrorist or a would-be terrorist. Many have assimilated in the West, and many of them are very peaceful people. But we are talking about a global crisis when it comes to this. I referred to the British Spectator magazine, which they call it the great unreported catastrophe of our time. It is a Holocaust. I do not use that word lightly. It is a Holocaust of Christians globally. And in Nigeria and Africa in particular, and is being ignored the same way that we ignored the death camps of, a fascist Germany. We just turned the other way. And, I just mentioned that I was just in D.C. We were just chatting before we came on air. And while I was there, each day I'm coming down and I'm having coffee. And the young lady, server, who I see each day, she's from Cameroon, the country to the east of Nigeria. And she said, I would never go to Nigeria. I would never go there. Now there, here she is thinking, Nigeria is infinitely more dangerous than her own country. And yet she was a Christian asylum seeker in this country because of the violence and the corruption in her own country. And, I just think that we're not really paying attention to what's going on.
Is that one way that America can help to allow more Christian refugees of this kind of persecution to come here? And is the Trump administration doing that? Or because I hear noise in the other direction.
To be honest, I can't speak to Trump's policy as it relates to this. I have spoken to people on both sides of this, that they have been sensitive to Christian asylum seekers, people who are very persecuted. And listen, we need to keep out of this country people who are dangerous and you know, who have ill motives in coming to this country. But I really believe that ultimately our strategy can't be, and this is a hard thing that I'm saying. I remember Juwan and I having this conversation when he was taking me back to the airport in Abuja. Ultimately, the strategy must be to equip those Christians in those countries to reclaim it, not evacuate them all out and, you know, just surrender all the territory. And I want to say this, you know, I'm okay with Christians arming themselves and pushing back, if need be, with violence to defend themselves against violent intruders who are coming in, as he has described, literally into their homes and onto their land. I've sat with them and I've listened to their conversations. I've listened to their stories of persecution, of death, of destruction, of loss of life, of jobs, you name it. So we have to be paying attention to this, and we have to really be equipping these people.
That'll end hour one, but we have plenty more to come with Larry Alex Taunton and Bishop Juwan Zumbez of Bukuru, Nigeria. Thank you both.